Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. We're here with Stephen Woodcock, Senior FX Analyst for Plutus FX, and my co-host, Charlie Gibson, Head of Mining at Edison Research. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm very well, Zach. Thank you.
Is it Dress Down Friday?
I do apologise for my casual attire, but I had a big day out yesterday, and I got up this morning. There was no clothes around, so I just picked up what I found.
As you can see,
I must have woken up round a golfer's house.
All right, well, somebody can do 10-pin bowling, darts. I mean, you're dressed for any.
Yeah, anything.
Even trading forex.
Listen, bar games. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Shove 8-knee, billiards, right. Skittles.
The skittly out, absolutely. So, which one are you playing?
Darts.
Right, let's have a look at some currency crosses. For me, I'm fascinated by where sterling is at the moment, or cable is at the moment, right in the middle of the range. Been in a range since, basically the Brexit vote, I suppose.
Really? Yeah, it's struggled to get anywhere above 134.5, hasn't it? As you can see there, it's going nowhere at the moment. It's still range bound, and until it takes out either side of that range, it's a range play. And during the course of the day, we are seeing, there'll be probably 100-150 tick movement throughout the course of the day, but we're at the moment ending up back where we were at the end of most days.
So what are we? We're a buyer below 130 and a seller above 134?
Well, short term at the moment, yeah, it's a sell above 134 towards 34.5, and at the moment it's a buy 132, sort of 65-70-ish. That's where we are. I think if it breaks 32.5, it'll have another look towards 130. But really, it's quite uninteresting.
Might let it go through that level and just see whether it has a look at 130. I mean, you get a little bit more margin if you do.
Yeah, but obviously we had Carney speaking a couple of days ago, and then yesterday it was Turner Draghi. But even so, they still really, we had a little bit of euro strength yesterday on the back of what he said, but. We really are. It's quite uninteresting. We had a really quiet August currency wise. I think, after the vote, after the initial, European vote move, we seem to have gone into a bit of a doldrums, And I'm hoping that going towards sort of the elections in the US, that we're going to liven up a little. I'm sure we will.
I think that's a fair bet.
Yeah, but I think
North Koreans are, doing
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
Help,
so. Yeah, so we've got a bit of, if you like, there's going to be a little bit of, safe haven buying on the back of that Korean stuff. But I think it's about the elections now. I think that's where we're going. And that's what we'll be looking at over the next 2 months.
There'll probably be a few black swans parachuting in from.
I'm sure there will, yeah.
I don't think North Korean nuclear tests are black swans anymore. I mean, I think they're pretty white.
That's right, yeah. I are we surprised at that? It's no surprise, is it? The currencies, we've had a quiet August. I'd like to see some events to move us around a bit. So, yeah, I'm hoping we are going to, get the odd.
Is Trump, being ahead in the polls, is that, or looking like he's going to win, is that 10 cents off the dollar? I mean,
why is that 10 cents off the dollar? Don't get that. There'll be movement, yeah. I personally, pretty much like over here, I think he'll be, they need a shake up over there. It's run by, four or five families, and it has been for a long, long time now. And I think they need a shake-up, and I think that's what's going on over there. People are looking at it going, we're fed up with the same people,
Same thing, same orthodoxy, yeah. Same thinking.
Yeah, it's like, getting some, common into the bloodline, isn't it? And that's what it needs. It needs someone to go over there, shake it up a bit. If he did anything silly, he won't last 5 minutes, but, I think...
He'll last 4 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think that'd be, if he did anything really wrong, they'd...
I think they'd impeach him or something.
Yeah, they would, yeah. But for the moment, I've said all along, when he first came on the scene, I said, don't discount it, because that is the mood of politics at the moment, isn't it? It's people are looking for a new way, or at least some honesty and conviction, because there's been no conviction. It's all been about keeping themselves in power.
Professional politicians.
Yeah, and it's got very dull. And I'll be quite honest with you, I think it stinks. I think it doesn't look very good at all. And I think that's where we're going.
Right. Euro sterling, I would like it to go back to parity in order to salvage my assets in Spain. Any chance of that happening?
The thing is, with the sterling euro rate way round, we're at one just under sort of, well, we're 118 at the moment, okay? 120 sterling euro has been a little bit of a bit heavy for it for the moment. But we need something. We need something out of the UK to give us a kick. I don't know about you. I actually think the UK is performing quite well at the moment. And but we need the Bank of England not to be on the back four all the time. To me, they seem to be not leading. They seem to be reactive. But I don't know. I just don't like the way they're operating at the moment. And I think the last rate cut was ridiculous.
But that's what they are. They're like that show what they are. The rabbits in the headlights.
Yeah.
Something's happened which they just didn't want. They didn't want, they didn't expect it. And now they don't know how to...
They don't know what to do with it now. You know, and I think that's where we are. The trouble is, you know, we can look globally to see that, you know, interest rates down here don't work, really. They don't work. What I mean is, we've got to a situation where now the consequences of having the rates where they are, people are trying to find out how we manage that situation now. And I think that's, you know, we need someone to come up with some ideas because they seem to be applying the same rules to everything, how, you know, when we had positive rates, and that isn't working.
We know what zero rates do. They create deflation because the savers' money, which would have gone into the economy, is not there anymore.
Yeah.
They're not spending their savings or their interest on their deposits. And it's going to be a pensions disaster.
But I think the pensions industry is a disaster anyway. I think it's probably underfunded. I think it's a big Ponzi scheme, wherever you look at it. And, for me, what's going to happen is having a time of very low interest rates, I think it's actually going to show up the pensions industry for what it is. Yeah, and I think it is a disaster waiting to happen. And
isn't the other disaster that people say, well... I've got my pension. My pension is my house.
Yeah, there is
and
that.
So I'm going to, in 20 years' time, when it's doubled and tripled and everything else, I'll be able to sell it, and I'll be living happily ever after.
Yeah, well,
that assumption, if that doesn't happen for most people, for a lot of people, I mean, it would be a total crisis.
Yeah, but like you say, that is one of the consequences of the low rate environment, is that people are going out and buying property because interest rates are so low. You can borrow money for nothing, and you know you're getting growth. That is a consequence of low rates.
But if rates have to go up, say 2% or 3%, a lot of people are going to be out. They're going to be out of the housing market.
That's right, because obviously there are people who are in at the top, and you know I know we are still going higher. But I think I've got to admit, I think we've sort of like reached that area where actually...
At least a plateau.
Exactly, yeah. I know I'm not saying they're not going to keep going up or whatever, but we do seem to be at a level where it seems to have slowed, and we're not getting that. And obviously, you know, let's blame Brexit, because it's getting blamed for everything, you know. People have been moaning about house prices going up, no one can afford to get on the housing ladder. And then as soon as they stop going up, everyone starts moaning.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, well, you can't have it both ways, can you?
But it is interesting how, I mean, throughout the 80s and 90s and even the early 2000s, it was axiomatic that house prices going up was good for the economy.
Yeah.
And this is really the first, the last 5 years have been the first time I've ever known that to be questioned.
Yeah, but...
Where suddenly commentators and politicians are saying, well, we're not quite sure this is...
But using the housing market as a gauge of how the UK is doing is absolute rubbish.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, but
that's what we've done for 20 years.
That is, yeah.
But that's the main thing we have.
Of course, yeah, but
otherwise we're like mainland Europe, we're like France or Spain or anything else.
Yeah, we'd have to start...
The housing market is our cash cow.
Yeah. It is, maybe, but, you know, we know we've... I mean, listen... I happen to be one of the only householders
in
No, I've been in a situation where I remember one. It was the first flat I bought. I bought it for 55 and sold it for 44, which you know is quite smart, you know. And then when you look at it now, it's obviously way up now. But you know, I've seen that situation. You know, a lot of people haven't seen that since we haven't had one of those. Was it early 90s? Was the last one
91? 91, I think. Yeah.
And you know, so. You know, I've seen that. So, you know, there are a lot of us that are all quite wary about, you know, we know what can happen, but there are a lot of people who are... Yeah, well, there are a lot of people in the markets, you know, a lot of people in the economy now that are long of houses that haven't seen that. And like you say, I don't think interest rates are going to start going up 3% anyway. I think we're in a very low interest rate environment for a long time to come now. And but you know, if interest rates do start to rise, people will stop to think about, oh, hold on.
It's like, yeah, but it's like if something happens, there's a black swan that creates. There's no choice except to put rates up.
Of course.
So that would be the scenario. But
it's difficult to see what is that black swan that means you have to put up interest rates.
No, that's right, exactly.
It could be disease, it could be a bomb going off, it could be Donald Trump going off.
Why do you put up interest rates?
I don't live with you, Zach. Doom and gloom, isn't it?
I was trying to cheer you up.
Yeah.
But anyway, on that note, Stephen Woodcock, Senior FX Analyst for Plutus FX, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break with the couch.